The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
For them long time, them people is mine. The women will fight as long as you stay in line. This is when they start to fight all day long and into the night, licking one another with pan and pot, then they fought one another with rock. I say, I know them long time, them people is mine. The women they're fine as long as you stay in line.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Monday, the 27th of February, 2023. We got one day left in Black History Month. Now, we celebrate Black History every June when BGCSE exams pop up. But we're going to take a moment to recognize with our American brothers and sisters, happy Black History Month. Because we're in our 50th independence year, we're going to be talking Bahamian history throughout the shows leading up to independence. But I just wanted to say to them in this, which I think is the ninth year of the International Decade for People of African Descent, happy Black History Month. Okay, got a lot to talk about. We're going all through the news. Today's paper is heavy with news. Enough is enough, say gas dealer. That's on the heels of the government announcing its intent on price control issues. Something's going on in Eleuthera with the water management. Conflicting messages coming in to New Providence. And then we have Clint Watson trying to explain to us how to read conflicting messages, what they mean. But I think one of the top stories for today is child neglect and the status of children. But you guys, you can call in and tell me what you think the hottest stories are, what we should be paying attention to. On the top of the Guardian today, tensions rise in FNM. FNM leadership blocks ministers from addressing associations. I find this very interesting, not because I'm deeply, deeply enthralled by partisan politics, but because I'm sure I've seen the former MP, Desmond Bannister, speak at about 75 constituency meetings since the snap election. Now, I may be exaggerating entirely, but more than two might as well be a million. I'm shocked. I never thought the FNM would call back on Bannister to represent the party in any form or fashion. It gives me the impression that Bannister may still be considering a run for 2026. And I ask myself, how? Who in the party is giving Desmond Bannister the impression that he should remain in frontline politics? That he should remain in frontline politics within the FNM party? I'm still waiting to see if my two dolphin friends, Flipper and Flopper from Blackbeard's Key, got returned to their home, company, jurisdiction. Uh, I'm just a little shocked. It also fascinates me because I'm hoping that we are making these links, right? The FNM party, people like to paint the FNM party as the more civilized of the two parties, right? The more cultured, the more couth. PLP is just a bunch of grassroots people. They're just a bunch of rowdy people. They just like to fight and row, like listen to foolishness and, you know, listen to the politician. The politician talk foolishness. The FNM is a party of, you know, well-manicured and cultured people. I am completely and totally shocked, not just by what is being exposed from within the party over the last few months. Senior members of the party suing the party, can't come to meetings, people fighting at meetings. But I'm far more troubled by the lack of response from the general public about this behavior. These are the two parties that keep telling us that it is not our decision, but it is the decision of God for them to lead us. But all I see coming from this party, and let's stick a pin right there, the PLP, you're not absolved of this critique. Not at all. Y'all don't get to fly free. Not with this particular critique. But if they operate like gangs in their parties, then they're going to operate like gangs in our government, in the cabinet, in their ministries, in their constituencies. If we are serious about fighting crime, quote unquote, like the Prime Minister said at the Business Outlook meeting at the end of last year, crime they're going to prioritize over the next 12 months. Producer, let's get that call ready. If they're serious about that, then show that you're serious and tackle these issues in the spaces that you have most control over. You have most control over your peers, over your colleagues, over your immediate underlings. No attempt to demean anybody, right? It's just about the hierarchy of power. But start there. Let's take one step forward on this issue of crime and reaching a sustainable solution. Get rid of these political war rooms. You can't convince me or anybody else in the world that you are serious about crime in your country if you yourselves, the parties, operate war rooms. Anyway, let's stick a pin. We're going to go to the call and we're going to go to the text. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Listen, producer, I did that incorrectly and I can't hear Pumpkin Eater properly.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
You speak. Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you had me jump out of my seat when you mentioned the two topics you want me to talk about. Man, I had to jump and be the first caller because what I heard this morning with the FNM, man, that I like what's going on. But before I get to that, I like the good things. You got to report the good things, too, with the deal with the PPP and the private airports.
Okay.
That you need to report good, too. No, positive. That's positive news for the private sector. The private sector now buy into what I was saying a long time ago, beaming private sector need to invest more in their country.
Mm-hmm.
So all the airport like Cat Island, Abaco, Exuma, and Lucha, they are invested into the airport. They're gonna be furbishing the airport. You didn't get that? You didn't see that report?
Man, I had another sort of business report I was focused on. It was the ruling from the Department of Transportation in the U.S. federal system.
No, I don't bother with that, man. We're talking about money getting into our system.
But no, this is important. Those U.S. The U.S. airlines were petitioning the U.S. federal government to sanction the Bahamas. by not letting any planes fly out of the Bahamas and land in the
U.S. I think that's an update to that. They solved that problem.
That's what I was saying. No, but I don't know if they've solved the problem.
Yeah, they solved the problem. Go for the update. Now, I have the update. I'm probably selling to you.
Pumpkinhead, I have the update. And what I'm telling you is, I sort of put that story on the side for today. While we have reached, I think, is a temporary resolution, we got to be very careful and prepared, because the Department of Treasury, while it did rule that it didn't feel that the Bahamas was acting in a quote-unquote discriminatory way in how it set its fees, it also requested continued engagement and access to information to determine the criteria upon which they set their fees, right?
Okay.
And so that was an important story, because all of the airline local companies were very concerned that they wouldn't be able to fly into and out of the U.S., which greatly impacts,
that is important. That would have greatly impacted to the industry.
So
let me get back to the point, because it is important.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you mentioned the airport. I think they're working on a deal for Grand Bahama.
Okay.
But Grand Bahama, two cruise companies are doing very dope in the port.
Okay.
You know, there's two ports, one Carnival, one MSC.
Okay.
Right. You're aware of that, right?
I am now.
Yeah, Grandmama. Or they can work at the airport in Grand Bahama, and that will be solve all that problem.
Okay.
I think that's an announcement sort of be announced by the Deputy Prime Minister early April.
Okay.
But, you know, I want to talk to Facebook, talk to Minutes, then. I think Mr. Pintar better park his bike, because I'm in the FM Cortis.
Uh-huh.
Information coming to my desk every day from the FNM. And they either want Dr. Minutes back. He's capable of in his seat as a leader. Or they want you to mention Desmond Bannister.
You serious? You telling
now,
me?
Now, Desmond Bannister put his hat in the race. I would personally do his campaign and get all the FNM to vote for him. Not do his campaign to go in the election, because I'm not crossing the floor.
Yeah. But for leader party.
But Desmond is a decent leader. I'm capable of crossing the floor. If he's a leader and he offers a good vision, I'd probably cross the floor.
What?
But I like Brady David. I can't cross the floor right now.
Pumpkin Eater, why would you drop such breaking news on the producer? I take a break. But Pumpkin Eater, if Desmond Bannister said that he would run for the leader of the party, the FNM, you would, and he won it. Leader of the party, you would consider crossing the floor if Desmond Bannister could be the Prime Minister of the Bahamas?
It's a democracy country. Break it on your show.
You got to go ahead.
I would consider. Now, Bray Davis got a balance on the Bray Davis record. But Desmond Bannister have a good record at Minister of Works.
You think so?
Yeah, to compare it.
Because
it's too early to pick the Minister of Works now. He did a good job with his role and all that. But Desmond Bannister have led the way
Pumpkinita.
And road construction and parks.
Pumpkinita.
Get a park like a Michael Road.
Hold on, Pumpkinita, I am stunned because I call for Desmond Bannister to be fired as the Minister of Works almost every day. Lester had to ask, what you mean for what? For BPL?
Explain that to
for
me. BPL. Fired. What area?
BPL. Ministry of Works, all of the portfolios, all of the utilities that were under his portfolio.
You can't blame Desmond Bannister for BPL. Let me tell you why.
I can't. Why? Why
Desmond, way back to
Desmond Bannister at any point in time could have gone to the new BPL board and said, what do you mean you ain't answering any questions?
You hear what I say?
Hold on, Desmond Bannister could have compelled the person who turned on the generator to admit that they turned on the generator. Desmond Bannister could have found a file, right, that was leaked. He could have found it, because somebody else found it, that was leaked into the investigation on the fire. He could have found that. The lack of preparation. The lack of preparation, hurricane prep over the last, this last 2017, 2021 administration.
Error. You got to do fire. You're blaming him for too much. You see, I don't have time to expect you to be your co-host to explain all of that. But Desmond Bannister was not responsible for all of that. you got to share that with Peter Turncrest.
Boy,
Peter Turncrest, the Vice Minister of Finance. You got to share that between him.
You think I forget it?
What?
Peter Turncrest. I ain't forgetful like you, Pumpkin Eater. Me and my dolphin friends will never forget Desmond Bannister. Anyway, listen, I got to go. I got a bunch of
things. More about that, though.
Yes, we do
have to. I'll get closer to the African convention.
Yeah, be careful now.
Be careful what?
Be careful. You may have let the cat out of the bag. I need you to bring me more news.
Oh, well, yeah, I might be bringing more news, but
okay.
Don't do the Afro win. Probably try to win. I support Bray Davis all the way. And you put Jasmine Bryant as leader. Michael Pintar, pack your bag. You know, nobody wants you. Have a good day, I'm your punk leader.
Absolutely. Well, then, let me read these texts while I catch myself. First text, we enjoy Ministry of Health plays favoritism. Bahamians love slackness. When reality hits, we cry and complain about how life is unfair. I will say that we have to talk about the culture that drives us, right? And I can say it. We love slackness. Oh, we do. We love it so much. We enjoy the free labor of the Haitians when they cut our grass, but if they live here, we make noise. We complain about the number houses, yet they grow until government had no choice but to legalize them. Opportunity to vote against them, but we love the freeness so much that we didn't. PLP is the only party for this town, as we don't want any better, only a good time. Now, Texter, watch this. There's a lot of what you said that's worthy of interrogation and critique, right? But when you say, but we love the freeness so much that we didn't, I just want to say this. Ain't nothing wrong with loving freeness, right? There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with protest. There's nothing wrong with wanting to go against the grain. The problem lies when you want to go against the grain, but you don't take the time to figure out, well, what direction is the grain actually going in? And why does the grain go that way? Because the grain's been going that way naturally without human interference for thousands of years. And then without asking yourself, well, which way do I actually want to go? I could go in any direction, but why and where and how? Right? In this text is so much to talk about. Like, I want to talk about anonymity versus privacy, right? Like data anonymity versus data privacy. And how we construct our society and what are the liberties and privileges we allow each other, right? And when does development begin to encroach on my rights? How much anonymity and how much privacy am I allowed, am I able to have? And so in these spaces, we got to interrogate our culture and determine why we love slackness so much. Why do we always opt for the hookup, right? In a country where we control the rules in the system. Why would I need a hookup? Well, you need a hookup to get around an obstacle, right? Or in a frustrated or dysfunctional system. But if I'm in charge of the system, why I need a hookup? I could just fix the system, hey? Bahamian Queen, by way of Africa, happy Monday, Aaron. Blessings to you, my friend. I take it. Another text, great show as usual. In celebration of Black History Month, I would like to induct a new person in the Black History Hall of Fame, Mr. Lincoln Bain, the most lockup individual in Bahamian Black history that never made it to being sentenced to jail. Interesting. Ah, boy, the makings of a protest. Great show as usual. Minutes making a comeback to leadership. Minutes remind me of when I was going through pimples and my skin broke out and I thought I got rid of my skin issues, but they just keep coming back and back. Listen, to suggest that Minutes is a blemish on the FNM's record is an interesting critique. Now, the text, they also said, no to Bannister, not after Makeup Gate, BPL Board Gate, and blindly cutting down trees and scarring the beach out east, despite Bahamians seeking a teaspoon of peace during the pandemic restrictions. They also said that the fees did appear to be excessive. True, I said, they said it wasn't discriminatory, and that the Bahamas have the right to set its own fees, but they did ask for some more information about how they determine how they set the fees. It's a very interesting discussion. Now, somebody texts here, Lakers. Did they win against the Mavs this weekend? Have they moved up beyond the 12th or 13th spot yet? It's a very exciting Lakers season. Another text, the people rejected both Minnis and Bannister. Tell them go and enjoy their grandchildren. Not quite. They can't just leave yet. See, this is the problem. And this is the problem with the political culture. This culture of just, when we mad at them, just kicking them out, go home, play with your grandchildren. This is a horrible culture. I'm not saying that they should stay in frontline politics. What I'm suggesting is that these people, particularly if you've been a leader of a party that's been sitting in the House, or you've been a prime minister, you have institutional knowledge that belongs to us, the people. It don't belong to you. It belongs to us, the people. See, this political culture, y'all act like this your government and this your resources and these are your decisions to make alone. The prime minister started saying, I. It's disheartening. It's not yours. Let's take a pause and go to the caller. Good morning, caller. You on the clock. Good morning, caller. You still there? Sorry, I missed you, caller. So these are very important parts of the political culture. See, the whole question of sovereign wealth fund versus NIFA, I think, is rooted in, well, who is centered in the construct? Is it a citizen-centered construct? Producer, let's try to catch this call. Or is it a government-centered construct? Sovereign wealth fund, I imagine that we, the people, tell you where we want you to invest our wealth and our funds. NIFA is a slightly different mechanism. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. All right, let's try this next one. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Morning, caller. Ah, boy. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And the text line, of course, is 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. All right, in today's paper, there's another interesting story. Enough is enough, say gas dealers. Let's go to this caller quickly. Good morning, caller. Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hello, Miss Wayne.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Let me ask you something.
Yes, sir.
With the Brave Davis and the Perry Christie administration, pardon?
Say that again. What did?
What was Brave Davis' position in the Perry Christie administration?
He was deputy leader of the party. Was he leader of the House? Was he leader of the leader of business in the House?
Wasn't he the Minister of Works too?
Yeah.
Did he do a good job?
No. None of them have done a good job. Pumpkin.
Let me ask you something again.
Yeah.
Why is it wrong for Bannister to put his hat in the race to be prime minister?
Why is it wrong for Bannister to put his hat? Do you like your light bill being the same as your mortgage?
No,
like that?
No, Miss Green.
No, I'm serious.
The status of BPL is my answer. Miss Green, you have to listen.
The status of BPL is my answer. Why do I think that Bannister should not put his hat in the ring? Let's just start with the state of BPL under his watch. Let's start with that, right? We could delve deeper into it. We could go from the 2012 to 2017 was the PLP Christie administration, and 2007 to 2012 was another FNM administration. I can't remember if Bannister was the Minister of Works in the 2007 FNM administration, but what I will say is that governments are continuous. If I only needed one answer to that question, it would be BPL. Don't think that I'm giving any PLPs a break because I spend weeks calling for Alfred Sayre's resignation. And I ain't get to the rest. I didn't get to the rest of my notes yet. The questions and the conversations I heard about the roundabout this morning, right, on Village Road, why did they only capture land for the round, the circle itself, and not expand the whole roadway approaching the circle, approaching the roundabout from each side? Texts are coming in. Oh, my God, I love it. Let's go. Oh, good morning, caller. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller.
Really?
I can hear you. Say that. Okay, caller. Caller, pause. Caller, I can't hear you properly. I presume this is Graham Weatherford. I'm going to ask you to call back. I couldn't hear you properly. Texas says, BPL has had issues for decades and systemic issues far exceed the power and control of a minister. Your blame being placed on Bannister is ignorant. Dear listening audience, well then, what are we appointing ministers for? Pause. What are we appointing ministers for, if not to give policy and ensure that policy is being fulfilled? To take responsibility, to clearly outline the issues to the Bahamian people. And not only has Bannister failed on this mark, every minister of works has failed on this mark. The state of the Ministry of Works is deplorable. It is horrible. It is embarrassing. It is sickening. I know more men that I and women I could count on two hands that have left the Ministry of Works, not because they weren't qualified to work there, not because they weren't getting their paycheck, but they could not continue to participate in a system of buffoonery and foolery within their various ministries. If y'all want to sit and text this show and call me today to explain to me why Bannister should not have resigned for the state and status of BPL while he was the Minister of Works, we all call in, text in, spend your money. Let's have the conversation, because I will be glad to explain to y'all what it is a Minister of Works in an archipelagic exterior country in a hurricane zone should be doing every day of their career. I'm going to tell you about how in a major waterworks, right, project in my community, a team came in and dug up the road. A team came in and replaced the pipes. Another team came in and filled up the road, but nobody actually came in and removed the asphalt that was initially taken from the road at the start of the project. That asphalt sits in my community today on the verges. The people who are hired by parks and beaches and that we hire in our community cannot safely cut the verges because there's hills of asphalt on the side of the road. Please, y'all, don't let partisan politics sway your perspective on these issues. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. How you do?
I'm good. Now, I got to disagree with you on Bannister.
Mm-hmm.
Historically, he has been the best Minister of Works we have had.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, one thing we got to address that goes beyond the portfolio of the minister.
Mm-hmm.
Is that whatever minister decides, and we've seen it in terms of this go forward, go back, they can't go ahead of their prime minister. Whatever they want to do, the prime minister has the last say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have had a couple of instances, you know, where, you know, we have had these ministers come out and make statements. And then the prime minister acts like he's a knight in shining armor. He comes and he has to clear the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is at the heart of this issue. You know, this one-man band thing. Now, our best one-man band up to now has been Hubert Ingram. Okay? But other than that, all the fellas playing politics.
Because I was about to say, I could appreciate your position about Bannister's capacity to act outside of the Prime Minister, right?
Yes.
But there's one thing that Bannister could do without the Prime Minister. Don't need the Prime Minister at all. Bannister could stand up and resign. Bannister could stand up and say, listen.
Hold it. Who could put that spoon on the side? Eh? Who you know?
Look here.
Who you know could put that spoon on the side? The chauffeur, the car, the E3 drive-thru? Okay. Stop it.
That's what I'm saying. It only caused me to call for him to resign even more. Fortunately, he ain't in the seat anymore, so I could only call for him to not get put back there.
Every 5 years, about 20 or 30 guys sell their souls to run. Okay? Now, you think these guys selling their souls for the country?
I mean, I just was hoping. I could hope.
Okay, yes.
Y'all keep voting them in. I presume y'all know something.
No, me.
No, you don't know me. Look here. If they call an election right now, I can spoil my ballot.
I gotta sit you down and talk to you, girl.
Yes, sir. I understand. I need good learning. Thank you very much, caller.
Yeah, baby.
Absolutely. Boy, I didn't think this was gonna be such a hot button issue, you know. But I tell you what, these people is mine. And I know them a long time. I should know them better. We can talk about the status of children, price control, gas retailers. Plenty to talk about. You guys stay tuned. We're on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Them people is mine. The women will fight as long as you stay in line.
Whether your business is in store, on the go, or both, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
Music lovers, it's time once again for the annual Jazz in the Gardens Festival at Hard Rock Stadium, Miami Gardens, March 11th and 12th. Your national fly carrier, Bahamas Air, is ready to take you there once again. Airfare to Miami starting at $263 round trip, taxes included. Group rates are available. Get your round trip airfare and see all of your favorite artists live at this year's Jazz in the Gardens. Book online at bahamasair.com or call 702-4140.
Here we go.
J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents are the best. Reliable service, they've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
When the native women start to row here and call in these bad names now, you didn't you get for nothing with your picky head. You gotta sleep on the floor, you ain't gonna bed. I knew them long time, them people is mine. The women will fight as long as you stay in line.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. The numbers to call, 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259. Now, y'all don't mind me, right? I got a little excited by this conversation because I can tell y'all for real, I was calling for the resignation first and then the firing, secondly, of Desmond Bannister as Minister of Works. And Munnings Road is one of the reasons why. Let's go to this caller. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Ms. Green.
Morning.
I think you have a good point there. Don't get it off your point. You have a good point there.
Thank you.
BPL was a failure. Now, he may do other things, but I know BPL, he didn't do a good job with BPL.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, when they had a chance to get some generators to run off of LNG, they go and buy these generators and run off oil.
Yep.
So we be stuck with this oil till Thy Kingdom come.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a bad job right there. These business people and things still got to be paying these high light bills. Again, I repeat myself, we had a golden opportunity to get LNG. Minutes promised us that he's going to do an LNG plant. Never done.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't going to get done no time soon. Also, with the street lightning right now under this administration,
mm-hmm.
yes, they say they changed the bulb. You have a lot of street light off. Apparently, the street fellas only is working the day. They don't work in the night. And that's the only way you can see what off and what working.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Again, I repeat myself and come to with BPL. Bad job done. The lady got off the job, but he never say, yeah, how about I did is miss the lady
mm-hmm.
off the board.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes, sir.
So there are some things. I mean, like I say, if it comes to BPL, no, I won't be with him, not with that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Yes. The only thing I would say is this, is that I would, if you told me that what we really need to do is we need to split that portfolio into two or three, right? And that we have continuously burdened our ministers of works, of public works, that unfairly burdened them. And we shouldn't expect a better performance from them because of the infrastructure that they're forced to work in. I would agree with you wholeheartedly on that. Right? That we couldn't expect them to do the job, possibly expect them, given the infrastructure. You could look at it and see it's impossible. We haven't even talked about the family islands yet. The Ministry of Works responsible for the family islands too, you know. Got people living like it's 1947 in the family islands. And the Minister of Works shouldn't resign. This one should resign. The last one should never enter politics again. The one before that was Brave Davis. Oh boy, Brave Davis, you may have to resign as well. All of them. Y'all don't understand that roads and public infrastructure go under works. The lack of traffic lights, the lack of stop signs. Can you tell me how many people have died because of a lack of, or that what contributed to their death on the road was a lack of public infrastructure, like working traffic lights or stop signs and road signs? Non-existent detour signs? See, this is the story of the frog in the pot of boiling water. If you put a frog in a pot of cold water and just turn the temper on the frog and chill in the water, get warmer and warmer, the frog's still having a good day. It's not until it's too late that the temperature has reached boiling that the frog realizes it can't jump out the water. That's where we are, my people. We're in a level of crisis where we don't even realize that the things that we consider ordinary or normal are horrifically substandard. The road, the reconstruction or renovation of Government House wall. What you mean the detour signs start when you go from what, Shirley to King Street or Duke Street as you approach the Kirk? Why wouldn't you have your detour signs at Sands Road, Elizabeth Avenue, Sands Road, East Street, Post Hill Street, the road that Greycliff is on, giving people ample time to detour? I drove that way today and the road seemed clean, but why did it take you all so long to clear up your debris from the road? Who is responsible for clearing up the roads after accidents? Who's responsible for clearing up, maintaining clean and clear roads after big heavy equipment come through. Ministry of Works? Who's supposed to be doing it? Either they step up or they step down. In the interim, they could tell us, they could begin to tell us what the real problems are. Let's go to this caller very quickly. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Morning, Miss Green. How you doing today, ma'am?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Jesus.
Sparky, I was about to say you playing the music and ain't even behemoth?
No, that's somebody calling me on the phone.
Oh, you have another phone?
That's the music, the phone. They said the music at the call income at that song or something. I don't know.
Yes, sir. You a politician? Why you have two phones?
I only have one phone. That's a call coming in.
I got you.
That's notification sound.
Okay.
You know, a little music or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Two things come to my eye. Then I want to read something quick. I mean, I went down Village Road the other day, went to the dog, check my boy out by, you know, yellow. I'm coming on to the brand new Village Road now. As soon as I cross over Shirley Street, three big doggone, what you call them, cone, red cone in the middle, one big square box done dig out.
Mm-hmm.
On top, when you're coming down, before you reach the roundabout by QC,
uh-huh.
Not a big square piece in there. The curry done dig out now, three more cone there.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up closer to the Pargate Road or whatever, okay, another cone done dig up there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come into, you reach down by BCBY, the ice cream place.
Yeah.
The road from in front of the old bowling alley.
Yeah.
Two bowling road. That ain't finished yet.
Oh, no. It's got plenty of time.
But now they're digging it right back up. Now, look at here. Let me reread this quick. Somebody sent me this. I wonder if this sounds good to you.
Hold on. What is it about, Sparky?
This is about some of the companies that make them, what they make and what they pay in taxes.
Okay, Sparky, don't watch nothing. Call me back tomorrow on that. Please.
Have a good market.
Please. Thank you. Or send it to me at 4280719. And don't row me about that number, please, Sparky. Listen, I even start my show properly. I'm supposed to start my show by saying good morning and happy birthday to my little cousin, Gian, to my big nephew, Justin, a.k.a. Marcel Sr. Green. Today is C.B. Moss's birthday, and we send up all the love and prayers and happy birthdays for C.B. Moss. Noe Harris Smith, Teacher of the Year, Art Teacher Extraordinaire, happy birthday. Akusa Ma'at, happy birthday. Addis Hyla, happy birthday. And of course, to the one, Nahaja Black, happy, happy birthday. I got another point here. What is the purpose of the stoplight at Margaritaville? This is a question from the audience. The question about government houses from the audience as well. When the person says, when cars on Bay Street are on red, there's never anyone exiting the parking lot. And even when the parking lot light is red, the cars exiting still run that red light. What is the purpose? Oh, next question. What is the purpose of Village Point? Village Point is that area directly opposite the light at Margaritaville. Let me ask you, if it's a parking lot, right? If that area is supposed to be a parking lot for taxis, why did they tile it? You tell me that. If you're supposed to park your taxi there, why did they tile it? They didn't tile that for you to park your taxi there. And if it's a bus stop or a drop-off spot or a seating area, why are taxis constantly parked on it? Why does the tourism industry attempt to hog up everything and consume every space? Why are taxi drivers giving tours at 9 a.m. in the morning with no care or concern about the people also trying to use the road? But again, why is the light there? Why is it not on a pressure sensor? Why is the pressure sensor not clearly outlined so drivers know where to put their car? Why, oh, why? And why do all of these things always happen like less than 200 yards from a police station? Why, oh, why? Okay, let's get to the text. Good morning. The registered voters spoke in 2021. 194,525 registered. 126,495 voted. That is 65% voted. I'm trusting you on that number. The New Day government won by 20,400 votes. I trust in you with all of these numbers. 68,000 voters didn't vote. I think the voters wasn't pleased with ex-Prime Minister Minnis. Minnis should not try to be FNM leader at this time. Thank you, Texter. Ms. Green, if you tell the story of the frog in the water to frogs, you're going to have a big problem. I'm finding that out. Thank you, Texter. Thank you, Texas. Just got a couple more minutes before we end the show. Here's what I want us to think about. Here are some headlines that should be in everybody's mind right now. On December the 25th of February, 23, our news ran a story called Crimes Against Children, Deeply Disturbing. You can find this same story in The Guardian under three short and separate incidents. But Crimes Against Children, Deeply Disturbing. FNM Senator Maxine Seymour is concerned following the news of two separate incidents of children being shot in the Capitol last night. So that would have been the 24th of February. The first, a 14-year-old boy was shot on Windsor Lane. So that would have been the 23rd. Was shot on Windsor Lane around 7:30 p.m. Thursday night when a gunman opened fire on a group of people he was hanging out with. The boy remains in stable condition in the hospital. Then around 1 a.m. Friday morning, a 10-year-old boy was shot on Lyon Road returning from a food run. He is also still in hospital. Y'all heard that? A 10-year-old boy was shot returning from a food run. The next article, mother faces child neglect charges. This is in this week's Guardian. A 29-year-old woman on Wednesday faced child neglect charges after young children allegedly started a fire while home alone. The woman, who won't be named to protect her children, went out on February the 19th and left a 10-year-old daughter, a 6-year-old son at home. They allegedly accidentally started a house fire while cooking. Another headline, teen charged with four murders gets bail. A 17-year-old boy facing three murder charges and five counts of attempted murder has been granted $40,000 by a Supreme Court. The teenager, who has been in custody since last August, will be released once his bail is signed. Another headline, men charged with sexual offenses in separate matters. This is the 23rd of February, 2023. A 41-year-old man accused of sexually assaulting a 10-year-old girl was denied bail. Prosecutors alleged that he had unlawful sexual intercourse with the minor and indecently assaulted her on January 19th. Now the headline, COP, unlawful sexual intercourse figures alarming. This is from the 27th of January, 23, when the Commissioner of Police was presenting on the 2022 crime stats. Police statistics revealed that 2022 saw a 15% increase in rape and an 11% increase in unlawful sexual intercourse cases. There's a 15% increase in rape and 11% increase in unlawful sexual intercourse. He's advising parents to keep a close eye on the children when they're using social media. The first time I referenced that quote, I wanted to make sure we knew that we weren't victim blaming. But what I want us to think about as we close off the show today, that these headlines are speaking to us about the status of children and the crisis of child neglect that we have in this country. If I had to link it back to our earlier conversation, what I want to say is this. We understand that parents are totally overwhelmed financially, psychologically, emotionally. Parents have to provide the space for their children to watch them. You're not monitoring your children online, that's called child neglect. But we also recognize that parents just are trying their best to hold it together. When you're paying a light bill, it's the same as your mortgage. I guess it could be rough, though. We all got a part to play. We're going to continue this conversation tomorrow. I don't want to leave you all, like, hanging, but I had to get to those headlines. Something we need to reflect on, Bahamas. The status of children and the crisis of child neglect in this country. We got to help each other help themselves. You guys have a great day, because remember, your people is mine. I love you long time, even when you don't stay in line.
Break up the fussing, one blow with a conch shell in his head. The most dirty policeman there, I say, I know them long time. Them people is mine, the women they're fine, as long as you stay in line.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.